Welcome to the show this evening. Tonight we're going to discuss things, well, you know, when life deals you a bad hand or annoying things seem to happen. Basically, we're going to talk about all the things in life that are a bit shit.
I'm trying not to say everything's shit as much, Dylan. You know, my wife always tells me, you say that for everything. That's shit. This is shit. But I say to her, generally, it is. Most things are shit.
I agree.
Movies are shit. The charts are shit.
Yep.
Even most video games these days that come out
are shit. Yeah, it's
all shit. That's why I really like this new song that we've done. It's honest. Brutally honest, Dylan. That is the type of shit we're talking about, right, Dylan? Not like terminal illness or death.
Yeah, preferably. We might save the other stuff for another show, maybe.
I thought so. You know, Dylan, people often say that, you know, what goes around comes around, and that good things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people. But honestly, it's a pile of shit. I know so many horrible, selfish people that seem to live a life walking on a path of gold.
So you don't believe in karma then?
Nah, just dumb luck or bad luck, I guess, if that's the case.
So your actions like have no consequences?
Oh, sure they do, but that's just the laws of cause and effect. I don't think there is some sort of reserve bank of spiritual brownie points that you invest in for long-term gain or loss.
Instant karma.
Instant karma's gonna get you. Nah, I don't even drink instant coffee, mate.
Right, so things just happen.
Yes.
And you have no control over that.
I mean, you have some control over things, but sometimes shit just happens, right?
Yeah, no, it certainly does.
Like, for instance, today I got up to make myself breakfast, and guess what? No milk in the fridge. So I get my car to go buy some.
Yeah.
Starts to notice the petrol lights flashing, and then I get 100 metres and the car stops. So I get out, begin to walk, and it starts raining. And you know, that's not karma that caused that. I didn't kick a kitten the day before. It was my own fault. I should have checked the fridge, the car, and the weather.
Yeah. But you made it to the show tonight.
Yeah, but not for lack of trying, Dylan. I had to go back into the house and I couldn't find an umbrella. But I did manage to find a petrol container. So I walked through the rain, got to the bus stop, and guess what?
You left your wallet at home.
Well, you guessed right, Dylan.
Yeah, so you walked back home, is that right?
Yeah. Did I forget to mention it was raining? And sweet Jesus, it struck again. I locked myself out the house. I do that quite often, actually.
So how did you get back in?
Well, I just picked up a rock and threw it through the window. I made a fair bit of noise, so I climb in through the window and I'm standing in the kitchen. It gets better, the police turn up, and now this is where the story gets interesting, Dylan. I tell them that I live here, but of course they want proof. So apparently this happens to police like 90% of the time when they catch a burglar in the act and they say they live there. It's pretty much the general rule of things for them.
So what do they actually do?
Well, they're trained to ask a set of questions, Dylan.
A set of questions?
Three, in fact. The first question, where'd you keep your sugar? Which I thought was pretty funny. So I go straight to the bench and hand them the sugar bowl. Question two, where do you sleep? I take him straight to the bedroom, and the final question is, where do you keep your socks? Super easy. Once the socks check in, they're fully on board with you and on your side.
Right, so it all comes down to socks then.
Apparently.
What would happen if you got, like, say, 2 out of 3 right? Like you were nervous and scared, and then you had a mind blank and you opened the wrong drawer.
Yeah, I've no idea. But my day got better, though.
Oh, good.
The police drove me down to the petrol station and I got some petrol and the milk, and then they took me home.
Oh, so a great start to your Dolby day then.
Yeah, quite a start to the day, Dylan.
All right, it must be time for an ad. Look, if you've had one of these sort of days, give us a call on 0800-DOLBY.
Death, whether it's yours or someone you love, it doesn't have to be depressing. At Dolby City Funeral Parlors, we have a range of funeral packages to make your funeral special. Come and talk to one of our funeral directors today, and they can personally create a package for you or a loved one, and turn parting into a party.
Oh, brilliant. All right. We're into the streets interviews, and I went to Dolby City, and I talked to people about... well, life is shit, basically. So I'm here in the streets of Dolby City. I'm going to ask people, what's shit in your life? This should be fucking easy, I imagine.
What's shit about your existence? What shit about your day today? What shit about the way you have to do things? What shit? It's your chance to complain. Complain to me. Oh, you complain to me. You can complain about it. You can talk about it. You can talk about the things that are quite shit about your life.
Hi there, I'm just recording live for Radio Dolby 89.6 FM.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you could tell me about, like, I don't know, like, what things did you find in life that are a bit shit?
Strangers asking me questions in the street. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it kind of does. I'll try someone else. Hey, excuse me.
What?
Can you tell me, do you find anything in life that sometimes gets you down, like, is a bit shit?
People like yourself. What is this? Some TikTok shit. You are too old for it.
No. It's not TikTok. It's a radio show, Radio Dolby, 89.6 FM.
Radio is shit.
Okay, so why is radio shit?
Too many ads. Corporations shoving products stressed as music down my throat.
Oh, look, I agree with you 100%. Have you ever tuned into Radio Dolby 89.6 FM late at night and listen to our show?
Radio what?
You can complain about it. You can talk about it. You can talk about the things that are quite shit about your life. But I'm sure it's not really that bad.
But it probably really is.
You're probably just being dramatic.
Hey, Brother Dolby, it's an important question I have. Like, when people say life is shit, like, are they being dramatic or are they being serious? Which one is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you get a lot of those people that are being real dramatic and
of course.
Just yep. OTT. Then I think there's a lot of people out there that really actually mm-hmm. believe that as well.
Yep.
At the same time, Brother Dolby. But personally, I find it hard to believe
yeah.
that people think life is really shit, you know?
Yeah.
I think life's what you make it, you know?
Absolutely.
Life's what you make it. Dun, 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 dun. But it is. Life is what you make it.
It is.
Getting a bit carried away. Let's go on to some callers.
Nice. Let's go.
What I find shit is people who are quite obviously below average in intelligence.
Right.
Who, if you listened to them talk, you would think that they hold a PhD in every topic.
Cool.
The second I talk to this guy I know at work,
yeah.
he starts to preach and school me on a range of subjects.
Okay.
Politics, both local and geopolitical. History, arts, economics.
Mm.
Absolutely anything and everything. If he met Albert Einstein, he would lecture him on physics.
Sure he would.
He thinks he is a living oracle. The thing is, he can barely speak properly, let alone spell.
Right.
The more he talks, the louder he gets.
It sounds like the Dunning-Kruger effect to me.
The what?
Oh, right. So the Dunning-Kruger effect is a type of cognitive bias where people believe they are smarter and more capable than they really are. Like, low ability people pretty much don't possess the brains to recognize their own lack of ability. Their poor self-awareness and low cognitive ability leads them to overestimate themselves. Yeah, so these guys, Dunning and Kruger, did some research and they found that on average, test takers who were in the bottom 12% of scores estimated their performance to be on the 62nd percentile.
The opposite of imposter syndrome.
Yeah, look, we're all imposters. Just sometimes people don't know when to keep their mouth shut. Hey, look, thanks for your call. Caller 2, you're on air.
Basically, from the moment I get up, from the sound of my alarm, to the breakfast I eat, my commute, my job, my friends, Everything right up to the very moment I sleep at the end of the day is shit.
Sounds like your glass is a little half empty.
That's because whoever is supposed to fill it is shit at their job.
Yeah, look, I really think it might be your perception of things and the way you look at life that is the cause of your problems. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you need to try and take a bit of time and try and notice the good things that happen during the day. It's the little things that count after all.
Little shitty things.
Have we ever tried getting up to watch the sunrise over Dolby City?
The sun rises far too early in the morning. It's shit. If it wasn't, it would rise at a better time.
Okay. Have you ever tried talking to someone about this? Like maybe a counselor or someone?
Counselors are shit. They just make you talk and try to use some outdated cognitive behavioral theory to get me to change my mind. Everything in this world is a shade of brown.
Surely there must be something you look forward to.
This radio show is shit.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, I can take that.
You are shit.
All right, that's cool. I'm going to take another caller now. Thanks for that. Right, okay. Caller three, you're on air.
Hi, what is really shit is people's predisposition towards optimism.
All right, go on.
They wake up in the morning, open the curtains and say, "Oh wow, what a beautiful sunny day." But how do they know that they are not going to die today?
Well, the chances are that they are not.
Even if they don't die, what's so great about an exploding star? It will eventually run out of the hydrogen in its core. In about 5 billion years, it will transition to its next phase and will stop generating heat. And then life on this planet will cease to exist.
Yeah, that's quite a long time frame to start worrying about things.
In the meantime, it is emitting harmful carcinogenic rays on the whole planet.
Yeah, that's technically true, but on the bright side, those rays also power the plants and trees that provide us with oxygen to breathe.
Lots of plants are toxic.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of people around who are pretty toxic as well.
Are you accusing me of being toxic?
No, not at all. Look, maybe you should talk to your friends about this.
I do not have any friends.
Okay, your family then.
I haven't talked to anyone in my family for 5 years.
What about a pet? They're good to talk to.
I hate animals.
Hobbies?
Nope.
So, what do you do?
Not much. What do you do?
Well, I work here. It's late night.
Then?
Go home, drink a bit. Sleep in.
Then?
I wake up usually around 12, fry some breakfast, drink some coffee, watch a bit of TV. Then about 5 o'clock, I'll start having a few beers, grab takeaway, then later on make my way to the station.
So you basically eat, shit, drink and watch TV. You're alone.
No, I've got Brother Dolby here in the studio with me.
He doesn't count. You work with him.
Well, at least I've got a job.
In Dolby City. A poverty-stricken post-industrial town that no one has ever heard of, let alone ever comes to.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is. And this radio show. What's the time of the moment? Oh, it's 2:30 in the morning. Who is even listening to your incoherent ramblings and crap music?
Oh, no. You don't get it. This is like a cult radio show.
A cult of losers.
Hang on, you're the person with no friends or family, no hobbies or interests, not even a pet.
I am still better than you.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
My life is shit. Your life is shit. But my shit is effortless. I don't even try. It's like diarrhea. It just gushes out like a big brown waterfall. Where your life is a big fat turret of constipation. You push, sweat and heave. And in the end, all you get is one giant piece of shit to show for it. Who is a loser now?
Oh, look, I've had enough of this. I'm going to have a break. I'm done. See ya.
Do you want to feel alive again? Do you want to be set free? Do you know what it's like to fly? Are you willing to sweat, feel pain, experience joy and heartache, to overcome, to feel powerful, and be who you really want to be?
Call us at Denny's Gym today and get ready to change your life, because your life is waiting here for you.
Jesus, I can only imagine the amount of jocks at that gym, Dylan. straight into Song of the Week, baby.
Yeah, well, Song of the Week is, believe it or not, it's sticking with the theme. It's called It's Shit by the Dolby Brothers.
It's shit. It's shit that. It's shit that it's. It's shit that it's not. It's shit that it's not working. It's shit that it's not good. It's shit that it's not happening. It's shit even if it did. It's shit that it's not real. It's shit that it's not great. It's shit that life's not the way it used to be. It's shit when people are late. It's shit when I talk like this. It's shit when you do too. It's shit when you hear people eating. It's shit to get peer reviewed. It's shit when the rubbish bin is full. It's shit when people are fake. It's shit when the holidays end. It's shit when I have to wait. It's shit when my AirPods is declined. And when I have to find a part. It's shit when it is raining. Or getting a warrant for my car. It's shit that I am unfit. And it's shit when you can't think of things that are shit. Hey there, baby. Things are not that bad. Hey there, sugar. Don't you look so sad.
Don't forget to tune in to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM next week, where we're going to talk about, well, why do you look so sad?